Please.
We're totally new to this thing. I don't even know what
fossilization
is.
Oh, you know what fossilization is? Good. Thank you for asking. Okay.
Don't learn it.
Fossilization means you get to a point and you stop learning. So you could fossilize that no drink beer and never even get to the stage of I no drink beer. People call that you can fossilize at a stage, for example. You don't. There's no possibility of moving beyond.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wouldn't agree with that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Good. And I just have to laugh because my colleague Winnie Wong and I just wrote an article. It came out in November in Foreign Language Annals called The Evidence is In, capital letters, Drills Are Out, capital letters. Because we still have to tell foreign language teachers that they don't have to drill anymore. And we got this angry letter of response from Russian professors. 16 Russian professors signed a letter of response to us that we responded to. It's coming out in the next issue of Foreign Language Annals. And so I went and looked up this lead author's work. Because they mentioned in this response to us about, they have a whole section on fossilization, that one of the reasons we need drills is because people fossilize. So I went back and I looked in all this person's work, and like six different things that she'd written. And she talks about fossilization each one. And the only research she cites is Higgs and Clifford from 1982, which is probably the worst thing you could cite for fossilization. And I also found in three of the five pieces, this person saying, we have to work so hard at the superior levels of instruction, okay, to get students out of their fossilized language. And I thought, there's a contradiction. If it's fossilized, it can't change. But you just said it can change, so there. So you're right. Intuitively, you're right. For being new, you're great.
Oh, okay.